brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. This is Sister Ann Shields, and we begin now with the Monday of February 3rd. We have quite the readings here from the book of Samuel and from the Gospel of Mark that indicate the difficulty that many people had with what they called unclean spirits. It was really so many attempts from the devil to undermine their faith and to destroy them. And so we have a couple of encounters here in the readings today. 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 13, 14, and 30, and then chapter 16, verses 5 to 13. An informant came to David with the report, "The children of Israel have transferred their loyalty to Absalom." At this, David said to all his servants who were with him in Jerusalem, "Up, let us take flight, or none of us will escape from Absalom. Leave quickly, lest he hurry and overtake us, and then visit disaster upon us and put the city to the sword." As David went up the Mount of Olives, he wept without ceasing. His head was covered, and he was walking barefoot. All those who were with him also had their heads covered and were weeping as they went. As David was approaching Bahurim, a man named Shimei, the son of Gera, of the same clan as Saul's family, was coming out of the place, cursing as he went. He threw stones at David and at all the king's officers, even though all the soldiers, including the royal guard, were on David's right and on his left. Shimei was saying as he cursed, "Away, away, you murderous and wicked man. The Lord has requited you for all the bloodshed in the family of Saul, in whose stead you became king. And the Lord has given over the kingdom to your son Absalom. And now you suffer ruin because you are a murderer." Abishai, son of Zeruiah, said to the king, "Why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, please, and lop off his head." But the king replied, "What business is it of mine or of yours, sons of Zeruiah, that he curses? Suppose the Lord has told him to curse David. Who then will dare to say, 'Why are you doing this?'" Then the king said to Abishai and to all his servants, "If my own son, who came forth from my loins, is seeking my life, how much more might this Benjaminite do so? Let him alone. Let him curse, for the Lord has told him to. Perhaps the Lord will look upon my affliction and make it up to me with benefits for the curses he is uttering this day." David and his men continued on the road, while Shimei kept abreast of them on the hillside, all the while cursing and throwing stones and dirt as he went. Well, brothers and sisters, there are many, many conclusions we could draw from this reading, but the thing that I want you to know is that David kept relying on the Lord. David didn't take even being attacked bodily. He didn't take that on his own. Brothers and sisters, how many times do we, when somebody angers us or annoys us, we retaliate and we think we're justified? And sometimes we are. But look at the courage of this man. He just let him go and let him continue to throw stones and dirt. He just kept going in the direction they thought God wanted him to go. Brothers and sisters, I want us to stop and think about that. There are people who malign us. There are people who speak against us, as I said. There are people who are jealous of us. There are people who want what we have. And many times people get very angry, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a work of the devil, although the devil is involved in it for sure. But we can get attacked. And so what do we normally do, which is understandable? We retaliate. But the first thing to do is go to the Lord and say, "Lord, what would you have me do? How do you want me to respond to this so I respond, not react? Tell me, Lord, what I should do here." And it's not just a time to say, "Oh, I'm being a good Christian. I'm huddled in this corner. I won't come out. and I'll hide away until he disappears. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, I am your servant. Tell me what you want me to do. You would be amazed how many conflicts and difficulties and challenges that we face would be just neutralized by that kind of response. So I want to encourage you, because he says here, let me go over, please, and lop off his head. But the king replied, what business is it of mine or of yours, sons of Zeruiah, that he curses? Suppose the Lord had told him to curse David. Who then would dare to say, why are you doing this? Then the king said to Abishai and to all his servants, if my own son who came forth from my loins is seeking my life, how much more might this Benjamite do so? Let him alone, let him curse, for the Lord has told him to. Perhaps the Lord will look upon my affliction and make it up to me with benefits for the curses he is uttering this day. And David and his men continued on the road, while Shimei kept abreast of them on the hillside, all the while cursing and throwing stones and dirt as he went. Think of that, brothers and sisters. He didn't stop the argument. He just neutralized it, but not engaging in it. He stepped back. Oh, how much the enemy loves that kind of territory. How much he loves to get in there and say, oh, well, I did this for you, and look how you're repaying me. And then we get all angry and haughty, and we speak against other people. Brothers and sisters, let's take this to heart. When do I honestly need to respond, because the truth is very important? And when do I just need to keep quiet? Ask the Lord. Ask the Lord. Psalm 3 tells us, Lord, rise up and save me. O Lord, how many are my adversaries? Many rise up against me. Many are saying of me, there is no salvation for him in God. But you, O Lord, are my shield. You're my glory. You lift up my head. When I lie down and sleep and I wake again, the Lord sustains me. I fear not the myriads of people arrayed against me on every side. Does that take faith? I'm not saying that sometimes things need to be said or things need to be done in order to neutralize the situation. I'm not saying that. But I am saying step back from the situation. Say, what is really going on here? What has he or she done? And what have I done? Do I have a part in this? Do I need to acknowledge my part without taking responsibility for the whole? What do I need to do? How can I bring about reconciliation? Sometimes it's just to wait a week or two and then sit down and have a good conversation with the other person, rather than getting all wrenched out of control yourself and putting sin upon sin and violence upon violence. Don't get into that. You're a man or a woman. God is with you. Stay close to him. Ask for his help. He loves you and he wants to care for you very, very much. The Gospel of Mark today, chapter 5, verses 1 to 20. Jesus and his disciples came to the other side of the sea, to the territory of the Gerasenes. When he had got out of the boat, but once a man from the tombs who had an unclean spirit met him. Now, we're talking here about evil spirits. The man had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any longer, even with a chain. In fact, he had frequently been bound with shackles and chains, but the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles smashed, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. No one. Night and day among the tombs and on the hillsides, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. And catching sight of Jesus from a distance, he ran up, he prostrated himself before him, crying out, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." He had been saying to him, "Unclean spirit, come out of the man." And he asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "Legion is my name." There are many of us. and he pleaded earnestly with him not to drive them away from that territory. But now a large herd of swine was feeding there on the hillside, and they pleaded with him, "Send us into the swine, let us enter them," and he let them. And the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine. The herd of about 2,000 rushed down a steep bank into the sea where they were drowned. The swine herds ran away and reported the incident in the town and throughout the countryside. And people came to see what had happened. As they approached Jesus, they caught sight of the man who had been possessed by Legion, that is, the devil, many evil spirits. He was sitting there clothed and in his right mind, and they were seized with fear. What happened here? Those who witnessed the incident explained to them what had happened to the possessed man and to the swine, and then they began to beg him to leave their district. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed pleaded to remain with him. But Jesus would not permit him, but told him instead, "Go home to your family and announce to them all that the Lord in his pity has done for you." And the man went off and began to proclaim in the Decapolis what Jesus had done for him, and all were amazed. Brothers and sisters, there are many, many times we get ourselves into very difficult situations. One of the things we need to do is go to the Lord. Ask him to help us. Don't try to exhaust all your energy and then collapse. Go to the Lord first and say, "Lord, help me. Show me." And then ask the Lord, "Lord, please cast out any work of the evil one in this situation for me. I join my prayer, Lord, with yours. Please, Lord, do for me what I cannot accomplish." Cast him out with the Lord's love, with the Lord's care. Turn away from those ugly voices. Turn away. They might be whispers. They might be thoughts in your mind. It doesn't have to be somebody shouting at you. But he will hear you. The Lord will hear even your deepest whisper when you're in difficulty. Seek him. Ask him, "Lord, what would you have me do?" I want to close here with the prayer of Father Gabriel Amorth, who was the chief exorcist in Rome until around the year 2015. This is what he prayed. "O Jesus, our Savior, my Lord and my God and my all, with your sacrifice of the cross, you redeemed us and defeated the power of Satan. I beg you to deliver me from every evil presence and every evil influence. I ask you in your name, I ask you for the sake of your wounds, for the sake of your blood, for the sake of your cross. I ask you through the intercession of Mary, immaculate and sorrowful, may the blood and the water that flowed from your side wash over me to purify me. Deliver me, heal me. Amen." I really encourage you, you can find it in Magnificat magazine, but I really want to encourage you to make that prayer your own. May God abundantly bless you and lead you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.